Also, here's the question.
Steelers are pretty sick, though. Putting that, that's nice.
Yeah, that feels a little more gritty. Like, Cowboys feel more like, oh, it, like you made it.
Yeah.
Hollywood, Showtime.
Yeah. So when you went from college locker rooms to NFL locker rooms, did the dicks get bigger?
Definitely. You were on Nebraska, dude. That was 80% white.
Amir Abdullah?
Amir Abdullah probably had a hanger.
Hanger, bro. Whoa. I'm definitely talking about a pipe.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, wow, Wes. You want to talk sports movies?
We can talk ball.
I saw you tweeting about it. Moneyball is top three.
Bro.
Moneyball might be number one. Dude, I watched it.
But don't you tread lightly on saying something like that?
Moneyball might be number one. There's so many great ones. What's better?
Tread lightly.
Watch it.
Tread lightly. Watch it.
Watch it.
Put the gloves on and walk the dog.
Moneyball got me. I watched it in, I think, South Carolina. Didn't I tell you?
Yeah, yeah, you're saying you watched it.
I cried three times at the end.
Yo, it gets better every time I watch it.
There's three cries, dude. There's Hatterberg's home run. That's a cry.
That's a cry?
Yes, I cry, dude. I tear up when he hits that home run.
Okay.
When the fat guy falls around him first and he says, how can you not be romantic about baseball? That's, I tear up.
You tear up on
I
that
tear
part?
Up, dude. And then when he's driving at the end and his daughter's song.
That's 100%. I literally cried to that scene the other day. Like, we woke up early and stuff, and I'm sitting there. And now that I have a daughter, I'm like, oh, dude, I can fucking... I'm so sensitive.
I don't even have a daughter. That, I'm in there going...
Like, hey, Dad, you wanted me to write you this song, and then she starts singing, and he's just sitting there in the camera angle and everything. Like, yeah. Brad Pitt fucking rips.
Brad Pitt rules.
But, yeah, Moneyball is top three.
And what else is there? When I was a young man, obviously Rudiger.
Rudiger, yeah.
Rudiger. You rewatch Rudy, you're like, damn, this guy was a fucking pedophile psycho. It's like a 28-year-old fucking factory worker that's trying to fuck college chicks. Like, I go here.
Dude, Friday Night Lights, bro?
Friday Night Lights is up there. But I just rewatched it. There's parts. I don't know. It's not Moneyball.
Yeah, because where you're right there is like Friday Night Lights and getting better every time. Like, Moneyball, legit. Anytime it's on TV a lot now. Yeah. I'm like, I literally throw it on and I watch
check it out.
Every time.
Wherever it's at in the movie, I'm like, I'm watching the rest of this. And then I literally just study Brad Pitt. I'm like, yo, he's so fucking cool.
Is he the main character in there? He is cool as hell.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill dominates that movie too. He's great.
When did this come out?
Have you not seen it?
Never seen it.
Oh,
no.
You got to see it. It's so good.
Bro, Matt, this is
good.
It's not even as much. It is a sports movie, but it's just, it's great.
Yeah,
it's about a guy overcoming his fucking demons, sticking to his guns.
Yeah. Some baseball analytics.
Everyone telling him he's wrong. Oh,
negotiating, like, front office shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, scouts. That scene's awesome.
Learning how to cut somebody. When he teaches Jonah Hill how to cut somebody, he's like, well, would you rather take five to the chest or one to the head? He's like, you got to let these guys know.
That's got to be... Yeah.
Yeah, which is true.
You played sports.
I've been cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got
to
stay.
I cut myself. I went up to my O-line coach after the season, and I was like, I got to be like the worst player on the team, right? And he was like, yeah, you're towards the bottom. And I was like, I'm quitting.
Oh, he told you that?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to quit. And he was like, yeah. He was like, I can see that. And then the head coach was like, no, we need guys like you around. The head coach tried to keep me.
Oh, I've been cut.
But my O-line coach was like, oh, yeah.
You remember the guy's like, what?
Yo, that's so funny.
Yeah, I remember. It was after a team meeting at the end of the season, and I was like, I got to be the worst player on this fucking team, right? It feels like I'm the worst player
by far.
It's nice
he was like towards the bottom.
And he was like, yeah.
Towards the bottom.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I'd say, yeah.
But your head coach wanted to keep
you. Walk on fucking wideouts. It's like, all right, I'm just as effective as them.
Yeah.
I'm equally zero.
You were in the beginning of the program, though.
Yeah,
it would have taken
no shit. You know how long time takes? That sucks. 4 years
God,
of
dude,
fucking,
I fucking love
juice.
Four
I
years,
love you, dude.
4 years of getting your ass kicked every day to play one double A.
You're that legit. Blows. You're the guy you want to stay on the team just to hear how much you fucking bitch about every day.
That's, they did like that. I was funny in the locker
room.
Dude,
you'd be the best at the cafeteria table.
I was.
You bet, yo, Shane. Tell us about this fucking practice, dude.
Well, you know what's funny? I had to drink my way into being cool on the team. So really? I went to Army first and quit right away. So all the freshmen in my class were already at Elon. They did summer workouts. I was like a new guy in my class. So they all like hated me. They're like, who the fuck's this guy? I'm like, oh, he's D1. He thinks he's fucking like good. They hated me.
What?
So then finally, like during preseason, we had a party. I was like, guys, watch me chug this beer. They were like, yo, Gillis rules. Like, wait, he's awesome. Yeah, that was it.
Damn, they're hating on you?
Yeah.
Nothing worse than being the low man on the totem pole in like football, in like just the locker room, dude.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
I just had to make fun of people. That's the only thing I could do.
The only
then you'd have
thing,
to go to
man.
Practice and get crushed by everybody you made fun of.
And then you watch film with all the boys like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh,
like, God, I look so stupid on this play. And you know all the boys are thinking it.
Yeah, I can't. Dude, I didn't know the plays. I didn't know the playbook. My friend played center. I played guard. We'd get to the line of scrimmage. There was a time when I got to the line. I said, is this a run or a pass?
Yo, are you just
a fuckboy?
He was
like, are you fucking serious? Yeah.
I can't remember.
I was totally fucking off the entire time.
And I love that you like love ball. Like you still love football.
I still love football, but I know I can't do it. That shit sucks.
But it seems like you didn't even try to do it.
Yeah, because once something gets hard in my life, I just say, oh, that's actually stupid. And I make fun of it.
You're good at doing that. You found your
Yeah, and then I found the one thing that that's good to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the military. But
day one in the military, yeah. I was like, I'm not going to go get PTSD. These guys are go in my room. Like, I wish I could do it.
Yeah, just like, you want to invade that country? Why? Are you fucking gay for all the guys over there? Yeah, right, dude.
Like, you know it's all about oil, right? I was just quitting like a coward.
Yo, oh my God, bro.
There were dudes that wanted to quit so bad at West Point, they would break their own legs.
What?
They would like put their legs between lockers and turn. Because it's such a cowardly move to quit right away.
Oh, so they're true. Trying to get,
dude,
like,
would, like, try to get, like, medical. I
oh
was
my
just,
God.
I was just like,
I quit.
I suck at this. I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You talk about medical, like, dudes in the league, like, if you're going to get cut, if you're going to go from 90 to 53 and you know you're getting cut, like, some of those dudes would try to hurt themselves in practice so they get on IR. Because you still get the benefits. You still get, like, $200,000, maybe $300,000, get the 401k, get accredited.
I would rather.
If you get hurt.
I would do
if you get hurt, like, on IR and you need surgery. Like, dudes, like, you know, if they have, like, some shoulder going on, they're either trying to act like it's way worse than what it is, or they're, like, trying to hurt themselves out of practice.
I would glory hole before I intentionally tore a knee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, a little
bit
of
shame.
It
feels so good, dude.
Getting a glory hole, yeah, dude.
You know, there's a dude just going hard on you. You'd be like, that's how much a guy right away. So, right when you started getting sucked, you'd be like, dude, for so sure.
Now you, have a dude. Now you have a choice. You can either kiss through the glory hole or just get sucked. You can audible. You get to the line of scrimmage, you're like, blue for the two.
How long? You got to make out for like just minute, as long as
like
a blowjob? You got to make out for
if it's a glory hole,
until
make out
the person comes.
You're just swapping tongue, too.
You could swap tongue or put your ass up there.
They did that. There's a clip of there's a show. You ever see this show where you would go in there, you'd be in a pitch black room, they had night vision. They would have something on the other side of like a glory hole, essentially. And you the game was you had to smell it and guess what it was.
Yes, yes.
You're the one that got
it's an ass.
So, and if you guessed, there'd be like a green light or a red light. There's a guy in black light or night vision. He's like, stinks like ass, and then the green light comes on, and he's like, oh no,
dude, just an ass.
He just goes,
oh,
just right into a dude.
Wow, wow, Wes.
Did you ever have a job?
It's tight. No, never,
you've
had,
never
a
had a job.
Mm-mm. That's so tight. No,
yeah, I figured you've been playing football the whole time.
Yeah, full time, 24/7.
Dang, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, since I was like seven.
I remember spring. Those days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second I quit, my dad got me a job at a fucking factory. He fucking killed me. Second I quit football, he was like, I got a job for you. You want to be a pussy and quit football? Here's a job. And it sucked. It was worse than football.
Yeah, no, I wanted to quit when I was 9. We started putting the pads on. I was like scared and shit.
Really?
Yeah. And then my mom was like, you quit now. You quit the rest of your life. And I was like,
yeah, I got hit with that a lot. And man, it was kind of right. I kind of quit everything I've ever done. Yeah. They were right.
Yeah,
good for them.
Yeah, the pads were the shit. I thought I was like the best football player in the world. And then I went to high school and was like, all right, well, figure something else out.
I'm gonna run.
I'm gonna start smoking weed actually. Instead,
I'm a weed guy.
Yeah, that shit's fucking hard, man. Although they should have. I wish I had better coaches, man.
Yeah, they should have got you.
I wasn't D line material.
Yeah, you're a linebacker. Clearly. You're clearly a linebacker.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, was I though?
Yeah, I can see a middle linebacker.
5'10"?
That's
outside.
Outside, probably.
Matt Milano style?
Yeah. You got some... And you're a, heady player. You'd be like Keekly.
I couldn't
You'd understand that you'd get it.
True. Well, yeah, I would.
You'd figure
game.
It out.
Yeah, I'd figure out the game.
That's what I honestly I thought I would in college. Did not figure it
I
out.
I couldn't figure out.
Like, I don't need to read this playbook. I'm going to fucking figure out the offense.
I couldn't figure out one play. Basketball was impossible.
Basketball is
you
tough.
Come down, pick
yeah,
here. You
forget
goes,
to play like, immediately. Run yeah, straight into
bro,
another
I'm
guy.
I'm going to set a pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to set a pick, and hopefully that's picks. What I got to do. I will get the ball in basketball and just throw it away immediately, give it to someone. Yo, get this thing the fuck out of here, dude.
It's the worst.
I don't need this pressure.
It's the worst. It's funny you still see that in the NBA, though. Yeah. Like, I remember, like, trying to break a press, and it's like, dude, I can't dribble. Don't throw me yeah, the fucking no. ball. If I get trapped, we're fucked. If I get the ball trying to break a press, it's fucking straight in the air, dude. You still see it in the NBA, though. Guys will bring the ball up the court and pass it to somebody who clearly can't dribble at all.
Yeah, and they're like,
they panic.
Yeah, like, give the fuck away from
panic.
Me.
Wow, wow, Wes.
My wife's from Brittany's from Chicago. She brought my wife's from Chicago. She brought me there in the wintertime. And I was just like, we'll never live here. We'll never live in Chicago, dude. It's so fucking
Midwest.
The wind
winters.
Hits you and you get furious.
Yeah, it's
Buffalo's fucking cold too.
Buffalo.
The wind.
Chicago's worse though.
Yeah, for
I've
sure.
played two games in Chicago that were worse than any game I played in Buffalo.
Dude, it's so chilly, dude. It's like it's like cold, and then it, like the wind hits you and you're like, this is just bullshit. It's so
nuts.
Fucking it's yeah, they're
where
like,
are you from originally?
Tejas, America.
Yeah. So you must have been cold Beasley up there.
Oh, you know what? You know what? You get used to it, though. I actually started enjoying it a little bit.
Yeah,
know?
Really?
So I would always, a big sleeve guy when it's cold. When I was in Dallas, we'd go to the Giants. You know, we'd play there. And it'd be like 30, and I'd be freezing my ass off and hate it. And then I come to Buffalo, and then I'm out there in warm-ups and sleeves, and by the time the game starts, like, always do the old man sleeves. I like cut them.
Yeah.
You know, they have the half sleeves, but I cut them. I like them.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Look raunchy.
True. So how does that really fuck? I mean, it has to fuck you up when it's that cold. Like, it's got to be tough to concentrate.
I can't imagine.
After a while, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Actually, the cold here feels way worse. Like 20 degrees here is way worse than 20 degrees in Buffalo. And I have no idea why. I don't know if it's the moisture in the air or what, but
yeah,
it's not good. I'd much rather be in Buffalo.
True. Tell you what, -4 in Peoria sucks.
Ugh. I don't think -4 is good anywhere.
Sucks.
Yeah,
man. At least it's good. It drives people into indoors for the show.
The bums are still out. Dude.
True.
The bums.
You don't like the outdoors?
No, for when you do stand up,
no.
It's good. Like I have to try to use like
no.
I have to use nature to coerce people to go inside. So you want it to be really cold so people have no other option.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why there's like no comedy clubs in Miami.
Yeah.
In New Orleans. Because people would rather have fun than go
true.
Listen to a guy talk about his problems and his small dick. Let's get drunk and watch a guy
talk
about
a good
about
time.
A small
you
dick.
Know, that was actually, I think that was the first comedy show I've ever been to. Is yours.
Really?
So, yeah, I think nice. So.
Which one? In
the one
at
here.
The Vulcan? Yeah, that was
yeah,
fun.
That was the first time I've ever been to one.
Sick.
It was cool.
Yeah. How did you guys meet? How did you guys?
Gabe.
Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis. The best.
Sure. Best ever, Gabe Davis.
Yeah. Trying to
get well him. Soon, Gabriel. We're yeah. praying for you.
Trying to get him to come to Texas next year. Let's get him out of there, huh?
Chill.
I just want him to be closer. Dude, if I'm not there, I don't want him there anymore.
He can't be a Dallas Cowboy.
Why not?
Bro. I mean, I could.
No
I,
income tax?
I'll switch. You know, I'll switch my allegiance.
It's a good spot.
I'll wear the
oh,
star.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put it on Dallas Cowboys
sure,
hat.
Just flip the hat backwards.
Put it on, buddy.
Yeah,
on top.
Put a little Dallas Cowboys Gabe Davis hat on.
Well, Philly fans are the fucking worst. They're never a good experience yes. at the stadium.
Yeah, but it's fun when you're one of the guys that are making it a negative experience for other people.
Probably.
Isn't it fun to ruin things for people?
They're probably one of those fans who told me on Twitter one time that I look like I fumbled my baby after a fumble. After that, all hell broke loose. I tell a fan to eat a dick. And it goes viral. I get in
really?
Trouble.
Yeah, oh, you tweeted just, back?
Oh, of course.
Oh, I've been there, brother.
Yeah.
I've wanted to tweet back so
many times. I've shut down my Twitter
at least
four or
five times. What did the guy
say?
What did the guy say?
The guy, I posted just a picture of me and my child at the time.
Oh, he went for your child?
He said you could fumble that
baby. He said it looked like I fumbled my baby, you know?
What a dickhead, bro. When they go for the children, it's fucked. When they start hitting your children.
That's what I'm saying. Dude could, I don't even think my kid could talk at the time. It's like you're going at a toddler who can't even speak.
You can't feed them, bro. You cannot feed them.
That's bullshit. I'm good at feeding them.
Do you think that's...
good at feeding them fuel.
What do you call them? You just call them like a pussy?
Nah,
like...
I told them to eat a dick.
That's fair. What they...
Coolest thing ever, though, if a fan actually blew up that tweet, brought it to Cowboys camp the next season, I signed it. That was the coolest thing ever.
That's nice.
It's awesome.
That's pretty tight.
So it worked out.
Yeah. That is funny he said that, though.
I mean,
from his perspective, it's so funny to attack an athlete's child anonymously.
In his defense, I had one catch that game and I fumbled the bitch. Oh. So. But we blew him out. It was in London, you know, versus Jacksonville. Shout out to Dez. He balled his ass off that game.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, fans are ruthless, man.
What do you think about playing over in London?
I wasn't a big fan of London. It was always cloudy, it was always rainy.
It's fucking bullshit.
I got sick and then brought it back, got my baby sick, so that wasn't cool.
And that guy tweeted that mean fucking shit. That sucks.
Yeah, dude.
And then
tweeted
while you're
at
sick,
me
reading
bullshit.
That tweet. Yeah. That
I blame it on the coaches though. They got mad because everybody was like, we had curfew and everybody's like, we're grown men, why we have curfew? Everybody was going out and shit. And then the next morning, people were late to meetings, and so they make us meet. Make us do a walkthrough outside, and it's like freezing and raining outside.
Yeah.
I get sick. It's their fucking fault.
It totally is their fault. That's fucking bullshit.
Was it at Wembley?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was a cool stadium, cool environment. But it's like they didn't know when to cheer. It was still new then.
And they're all wearing just random jerseys.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The whole stadium's wearing like just any football team.
It was cool though.
Yeah.
I was always curious. Yeah, how do they react? Were they like cheer? Or were they just like excited in general?
It's like when you'd have a bad play, they'd cheer. I don't know. Maybe they were cheering for the other team, but it's just hard to know. I feel like Cowboys, you know, our fans travel better than anybody. So I like to think most of them were going for the boys, you know?
True.
And they would cheer sometimes when it's like, I don't think they should cheer right now. But I don't know.
By God, he snapped the ball. Was it English announcers?
By George, that's a first down to the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't even remember any of that, dude. I have the worst memory. Maybe it's from playing 11 years of football after I should. But
is John Madden dead?
Yes.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
When did he die?
That's a good question.
I think he died
2 years ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
Really?
Yeah. He was the fucking man.
Yeah, he was the best. That's what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, who the fuck else?
There's always this Oakland Raiders clip.
He was the boom guy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, man. He's more than that.
Yeah. I'm just sorry.
That's fine.
Play football, but I don't know as much as I should about it.
There's a good clip going around of him. He was the Raiders coach, and they were like dirty as fuck. They were like punching people in the face and shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, you think we play dirty? Do something about it. It's like fucking
sick. That's awesome.
Yeah. He was just a big fat guy on the sidelines with just a team of goons.
He was the best.
I think he played for the Eagles.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was a bird.
Let's fact check that. I don't know about that.
I think John Madden played professional football for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah,
I didn't know he played. I thought he just coached.
Yeah, he was a unit, dude.
He
was
died
huge.
In 2021.
From what?
Old age, I think.
From what?
I got to find the death real quick.
Old age.
Myocarditis.
I feel like it's very bad that we don't know this, though.
What, he died
from? When he died?
Yeah.
Well, you hear him on the video game. You think he's still alive?
Yeah, they should keep him on Madden forever, they should. Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be fucking bullshit if they didn't.
It's his deal. You know?
You could just AI.
Yeah, how'd he die?
He played for the Eagles. He did play for the Eagles.
Confirmed.
Eagles confirmed. He coached the Raiders.
Confirmed. Although, did he Tupac his death? He
might still be alive.
Undisclosed.
Wow, wow, Wes.
That's honestly my
favorite. The meanest thing I've ever heard anyone do.
What?
You can explain it better.
He was beefing with Cuba Gooding's brother, Omar Gooding Jr. from like Baby Boy fame. So he called him like, he was trying to say something like respectful about him. He was trying to say that like not popular actors don't get enough money. And he mentioned him and he called him Omar Gooding Jr., but he's not a junior. So he got like butthurt about being called a junior. Super dumb reason to get mad, and made diss tracks at Cam that aren't for real, they're kind of fire. But then so Cam, instead of like doing any like rapping with him, he got him for like a movie that doesn't exist. He booked him for a movie and had him like film whole like scene for a movie, flew him out to Miami, paid him for it. The movie's in Spanish. The people are talking shit about Omar Gooding in Spanish, like in the scenes.
Dude,
they're calling him like a fat bitch.
They're calling him
like a fat bitch.
Cameron's
a pussy ass nigga.
Evil.
And then Scott Cam in like a room where he can see everything film, but he's like, look at this fat nigga with his titties out, just saying the meanest.
He punked him?
He punked him. No. He real punked him.
Did he reveal the punk at the end, or he just
not to, like, he revealed it like yesterday.
He just showed it on.
Yeah, he tweeted, he did it like a video on Twitter where he's like, because he did another diss track, like, unprovoked, and he was like, see, I wasn't even gonna put this out. I did this for me. I was just having fun doing this. But he's got him signing the paperwork where it's like, oh, it's his footage, so he can do whatever with it.
It's devastating.
It's really funny though.
he's like, nigga, you was on the dollar menu. I got you for nothing.
Kid might be the funniest.
Yeah.
And it is Omar. I didn't know Cuba Gooding Jr. had a brother.
He keeps Omar he doesn't let anybody know. Like, I didn't know that was his brother for real.
I didn't know that either. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I didn't know that was Cuba Gooding's brother.
I had no idea either. He doesn't like the junior. He should associate with him more. It might help.
That's a crazy reason to get butthurt. I think I think he was getting butthurt over like lesser known actors than junior.
Yeah, probably. But Ken was trying to say, like, he's a good actor. He should get a little bit more of a bag. And then he turned on him and he was like, well.
If he had called him Cuba Gooding Jr. Junior, I could see him being mad about that.
Hit it with the double junior.
Double junior. That would piss me off.
Junior is a high insult.
Yeah.
So what are you looking at, Junior?
Junior would piss me off.
Motherfucker. I'll fly to Miami and be in your movie. You piece of shit.
It's also, you can get any, you can trick any actor with that. Like, we have an incredible opportunity for you.
For sure.
Yeah. What was that documentary they did where they got
Windy City Heat.
Where it's they the got that guy.
You ever see that?
Mm-mm. Oh,
they do
man.
That to a guy. He's the man. He's a very funny guy. He's a crazy guy a little at the Comedy Store. And these other guys made an entire fake movie. They told him he was the star of an action movie and just filmed a movie of a guy that thinks he's in a movie.
What's
and
it called?
Everyone, it's Windy called City Windy City Heat. Heat. Everyone Windy else City is in Heat. On the joke. They're fucking with him the whole time, doing like stunts, throwing him in trash cans and shit. It's incredible. And he never really got it. They show him the video at the end. They go, this was all kind of a joke, and he loves it.
He's just like, what?
He just laughs along with it.
That's
fuck yeah.
Yeah, that would, I'm trying to think. That would, I mean, what's his next move? What's Omar Gooding's next move? What's Omar Gooding Sr.'s next move?
He has to commit violence at this point. You have to resort to violence.
Yeah, no, like, diss track on top of that. He has to.
He threatened a diss track, which is not going to be better than that. And he did try to play it cool and be like, I don't care. I had a free trip to Miami. Like, you gave me $3,500 and cut, but like, nah, that doesn't. He was trying all the tricks. It wasn't enough.
I think. Yeah.
You got to walk away. That's his next move.
He should have been like, I knew it. He should have been like, I knew it the whole time. I was just fucking around.
Cam also said he was like, I guess he was trying to do comedy. And he was like, he had a show booked at an Olive Garden. Like, he's saying the meanest shit to him possibly.
Yeah, you got to leave him alone.
Yeah, you got to leave Cam alone.
If somebody fakes and puts you in a fake movie, you got to go, that guy won.
Yeah. This guy will stop at truly nothing to.
Yeah.
Dang.
What's the meanest thing you've ever done to somebody, Gabriel?
The meanest thing? I'm not a mean person.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not mean, bro. Yeah, you are. I told you to look good in that hat earlier.
Yeah, everybody's making fun of the hat.
Dude, you look good in the hat.
I lashed out against you when you complimented me, and I
like
apologize.
The hat. It goes with the furniture.
He said nice hat. I was like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, he did. And he went on my hats, and my
I
hat
saw
was
you
shit.
You were wearing the dumbest hat I've ever seen, dude.
It's a great hat, right?
He was ready for battle.
It is. He can't. It's a great I'm hat. Just nervous about trying a new hat, dude.
I feel you on that, though.
You know?
I have two hats I can wear. If I try to put on another one, I get not even out of my bathroom, and I'm like.
So I literally did that. I put it on, looked in the mirror, and took it off, and I was like, Nate, do you want this? And they're like, it actually doesn't look bad on you. I was like, all right, I'll try. Maybe I'll try something different today.
Have you ever done stand-up?
Maybe it'll be different. Who knows?
Did you ever do stand-up with a hat on?
Yeah.
I've tried. I can't do it.
I've done it accidentally because I was doing a podcast and wearing it all day.
No, you rolled out.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick. I can't do it. I've tried it.
I wish I could be a hat man on stage.
All the greats do it.
Yeah.
Hat on stage is fucking power move. Just walk, roll through them. But yeah, I'm just trying out some new.
What makes it different with a hat on stage, though?
I rely heavily on how dumb my face looks.
You can't really see your eyes. Yeah.
You can't see your face, so.
I feel like it is reserved for goat status. You have to be like almost trying to like hide.
Yeah.
So then I kind of pulled the trigger prematurely like 7 years ago.
It's nothing compared to my blazer at the open mic.
The blazer?
It's one of the most embarrassing. I wore jeans and a blazer and a t-shirt under it.
You got to bring back the look. Bro.
I thought that's how comedians dress.
That's how they dress.
No one dresses like that. I looked. I haven't seen it since.
Sorry.
It's how they dress.
Yeah, that was tough. Dang, you guys weren't around yet. That was at the Comedy Zone.
That was in Harrisburg?
It was the Harrisburg Comedy Zone, rocking a blazer off the highway at a truck stop. Just bombing.
HBZ.
HBZ is nice, dude.
That place is nice.
Yeah.
The fucking murals are crazy.
They can't give me a mural?
Yeah, what the
Everyone
fuck?
Everyone else got a fucking Voss has a mural. Shrek's up there.
They got, well,
they got Crocodile Dundee. I can name the whole fucking mural. I've stared at it so many times.
Dude, they got to ice somebody to give you your mural.
They got Raymond the Amish comic, okay. Earl David Reed, Liz, Kevin Hart's up there. Fuck, Chris Rock. They're just tossing random people. Oh, the Chappelle is like a racist caricature of
That's
Chappelle.
What I remember. I remember Chappelle. They didn't do him justice
they did
at
not.
All. Yeah, that one was rough.
Yeah, what the fuck? I can't get one.
They can't erase Shrek.
It's just fucking paint Shrek white. And go, that's him. That's Shane. He started it. Crocodile Dundee being up there is nuts.
I mean, that's at that point, they're hating on you.
I swear to God, they're hating on me. They're
putting, dude, every club I'm at, you're on the wall. You're
they put
the,
like serious, isn't there like non-comedy actors up there?
Like Jane Fonda on there?
Just like regular movies they just toss up.
That is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Although the guy who painted that wall is definitely dead now, so they got to find
everyone that's from there is dead.
True.
They're all dead. No, they're all alive against all odds. True. Every single one of them, Heat the Queef, still going. Thought for sure he was.
Really?
Yeah, he almost died like while we were with him. He fucking fell asleep under his trailer and froze to death. He got stuck under his trailer in a fucking blizzard.
What?
Yeah.
How'd he get stuck?
Heat the Queef, I don't know. He's down there. He went under his trailer and froze.
That's crazy.
Came
he was
back
incredible.
Crushed.
Yeah. He, came crushed back with he crushed every time. He came back with so a fucking, tight. Oh, it's a Baraka baby. Home run.
Wow, wow, Wes.
If you're 5'8", buck 75, you're playing in the NFL, you're probably kind of psycho anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's honest. The other thing is most guys in the NFL are psychos.
I'm pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. I'm normal, but then when I get out there, it's a different
You're
animal.
A psycho.
It's a different animal.
Don't fucking make eye contact with me.
You got motherfuckers trying to try you out here at all? Because, yeah, you see NFL dudes, usually huge linemen. Like, you know.
Dude, I go under the radar because they don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You have them try you, and then you ever go beast mode.
So people. I'll get, if I go, no, nobody tries me. You know, if I go to Dallas, like, I'll get noticed or Buffalo, but out here, nobody gives a fuck.
True.
Austin, they're just like, who the fuck's this guy? I'm just another civilian.
He's just a honk.
Yeah, but they don't
he's
know.
Just a cracker. Just a cracker.
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah, they don't know. They don't know, man.
That's fucked up.
Which is cool. Makes it better anyway.
True. I'd lay low.
Rather nobody notice me. You know, Buffalo was cool about it, but Dallas is like, I'd be walking through the mall and they'd be yelling my name across the fucking mall and then everybody knows.
Yeah.
But Buffalo, they'll just come up and be like, hey, I just want to shake your hand.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's kind of pleasant.
Shake
yeah.
your hand.
Buffalo fans are great, man.
Yeah, I like going to Buffalo. It's a fun town. Yeah. It's a good, it's my favorite stadium.
They're about to have a new one. They're about to demolish it.
I know, I'm sad about that.
Yeah, they could probably, Buffalo could use a bulldozer on a couple of their buildings. Buffalo's a pretty.
Buffalo, the whole city could use a good fucking bulldozer.
I'd like to touch a couple
Did you
of
spend
buildings.
A lot of time in the city of Buffalo? Or
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go to the city much.
Oh, you were on the outskirts. That's
just
cool.
An OP, Orchard Park.
There wasn't much going on in the city.
Orchard Park and East Aurora. Those are my scenes.
Nice.
East Aurora is a nice little town.
I gotta check it. I
don't think I've ever been there.
East Aurora is nice, man. Go to the Barbell. Barbell is like the wing spot. Everybody recommends you to go from the team.
It is nice to go to a city where crushing wings is
it's the order
like something everybody's doing.
Cajun honey butter barbecue. They're really good. Only thing is they're rich. I can only eat like three of them. I'm like, all right, dude. My son will freaking smash those things.
Yeah, honey butter barbecue sounds. That's a rich wing.
I miss being nine, you know?
Yeah.
Just pound wings and just go run the 40 right after.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, I'm still pounding wings.
Yeah.
I'm living like a 9-year-old.
No, it was nice having no concept.
Yeah, but you could go run. You can go sprint right after and not throw up. Yeah.
Never. I don't know when the last time I sprinted was.
You probably run.
It must have been years. Since
what do you think your 40 time is?
Right now?
4.3?
6.8.
4.3? 4.4?
I'd probably run a sub 4.3 40.
But after I left the Giants, I knew it was over. I didn't touch a weight. My agent's like, let's see if we can get picked up. And I'm just like,
yeah,
it's pretty much over. It's the second team I left midseason. No, nobody's going to get let me come back. But I was just at this point, I was like, if you're not going to play me, buddy, I'm out. You know?
Yeah. You want? Why not just collect the check?
It's crazy. After COVID, I went from 82 catches off 3 broken ribs to just a practice squad player. It's wild. So,
really?
Man,
but don't they have to pay you the original amount they said they would? Because I would just collect the bag. Why can't you just collect the bag?
What are you talking about? What, like, what do you mean?
So they hired you and they're paying you.
The Giants?
Yeah.
I was vet minimum. But then when you're on P squad, you get whatever the P squad amount is.
I see what you're saying.
Which was cool, but you know, I think they just brought me there to kind of coach and get to hang out in the locker room. I was like, dude, I've hung out in the locker room for 11 years already.
You wanted to play.
It's cool, but and I do want to. I would like to coach at some point, but I didn't want to coach fucking New Jersey. You know? My kids are going to this school where I don't know if we should bring up those issues either. It's just a little different there than Texas.
True. Coaching would be rad.
Coaching will be rad.
Coaching would be sick.
Out of here. Coach is fun, dude. I coached my kids' flag football team. It was a blast.
What was the record? Fun.
We lost one game, but we
that's all.
Won the championship. We ended up beating that team we lost to in the championship. 28 to nothing.
Damn.
So it was awesome.
Make a goddamn movie about it.
Well, the flag football, you play them the first time. You have no idea what they're going to do.
And, true.
You know, I got a pretty extensive football background. So once we got the playoffs, I was like, all right, now I know what all you fuckers are doing. You're done.
God, that's fucking awesome.
There's this one team that gave us a run, though. The Lake Travis Jaguars, man. They had a good squad. They played us close both times.
I was
super pissed about it. We still won, and I was still mad. I was like, I want to play them again after the championship. But they were good.
That guy was probably talking so much shit after he won, too.
That guy probably hasn't slept in months. It's like, I had his ass. I had him.
He's like, I just know the game better than anybody. And fucking, what was the score of the final?
28-0. So they beat us 29-28 during the season. Oh. Our defense has had a meltdown. Switched up the defense after that.
How old are these kids?
They were like 8. But that was the first.
All you have is an NFL Blitz playbook at that point.
Yeah, but that was.
All right, we're running dub bomb. Line up.
Super fly.
So that gave me faith after NFL was over, though. You know?
Yeah.
I had a blast. You know, coaches yelling at me from the other sideline, and I was worried like I wouldn't have anything to get that competitive fire out, you know. And then until this guy starts yelling at the ref, you're only listening to him because he played in the NFL.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, shut that shit up. I apologize.
I'll come over there. I'll fucking beat your ass, motherfucker.
No, it stopped there, but man, I felt kind of bad, but I got a little fiery. I was like,
of course you got fired.
I was like, I love it, man.
Dude.
Coaching, I coached, I got an underage. I got it. And for community service, I was like, I'll coach the 8th grade football team. It was so fun, dude. I'd be up in the press box.
Oh, that's
I'd
awesome.
Won. I remember at halftime, I was like, yo, if we run a draw out of this shotgun form.
Did you
we
play run a draw, football?
We got it. I played just basically high school. I played 1 year of college and then quit.
It's D1, bro. Don't let him fool you.
D1, not big deal.
We're at them.
Probably one of the better D1 schools, Army.
Really, though?
No, I quit right away, and then I transferred.
But you were at Army, though?
For 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then I went to Elon University.
Wow, wow, Wes.
It's stand-up. It's a very individual sport.
Hey, you keep your poise. You'll get Shane going, like, when we were at the Super Bowl, and we went out that one night, and I was like, oh, Shane, they got you opening? I can see you as an opener. And, you know, basically he had that look right there. I'm like, man, I'm just fucking with you, dude.
I was like, just watch. Well, just watch the show.
Yeah.
See what you think during the show.
Yeah. Another good time.
Super Bowl was the end of my bender.
Yeah.
That was a brutal stretch.
Super Bowl,
I was going to say that is a stretch, bro. Because that was
a stretch. And then the Phillies playoff run killed me.
Yeah.
Phillies World Series killed me. Then straight to the playoffs. I was just
It's not fair to you that those it teams are winning that like
Philly
that.
It wasn't fair that Philly was winning like it's that. It's not dude. Fair to and you. And then they lost all of them.
True, yeah.
So it was all for nothing. You the bender was
beers for
nothing.
Nothing, dude. You're trying to help them win.
I was trying to will them to victory. That Super Bowl hurt.
Yeah, I bet. Especially that call that they had there at the end, too.
That hurt.
Yeah.
Because that was some horseshit, dude.
Drake party was sick, dude.
Oh, bro, the fucking Drake party. Show. I forgot about that, man.
What happened?
When we went in the Super Bowl, at the Super Bowl, we went to the, like a Drake concert. Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey, legend.
Legend, bro.
No one on earth would have done that. He was inside already. He was like, I can get you in. And I was like,
But he got you in before us, right?
Yeah, but as soon as, no, Taylor's weasel ass snuck in with me. And but Taylor, that, also, great man. He was like, we were both like, we can't go in. We got to get all those guys in.
Yeah.
And outside, it was what like, sucked it was is like
we, had,
fucking,
we had to sever one of your boys.
Yes.
Because there's only a few, yes. There's only a certain amount that come
one
in.
Guy couldn't get in.
It was like cutting somebody. You had to like put your hand on his shoulder.
He got in, which made it even more awkward. Because then he walked up to us. He was like, what's up, guys?
Was it the chef? Was it the chef comedian? Yeah.
That's so funny. We're
like, we can only get four or five or something like that. Because I had to I had to cut JP and the boys loose.
It was devastating. Dude, it was like the border.
Yeah.
There was like a slight, there was a fence. There was 1,000 people against the fence. Like, what I said.
He's not lying, bro. It was like the CDC. Some people and everybody say was like zombie
you,
apocalypse.
You, and you'd get to like push through everyone.
Remember when we thought we were about to go in with Kittle?
Yes.
Kittle comes in. I'm like on the phone with Kittle. Kittle pulls up. He's like, hey, what's it looking like? I'm like, oh, I think we got we're about to get in. Somebody's going to let us in. Do you got the wristband? He's like, yeah. I was like, I think we're about to get in somewhere on one of these doors. He's like, all right, cool. I'm Kittle about to pull up. He's like, I see you. So I was like, all right, cool. Get off the phone. Kittle gets out and he's got this little entourage with him. But I'm like, hey, boys, I think we're getting in. Oh. Kittle's got his crew and he's walking. We're up at the gate.
I was delighted when he didn't let us in because they all switched. They're like, Shane, we need you now. And I was like, no, dude.
Yo,
so I was like, can you get me with Kittle? They're like, we'll see.
That's bullshit, bro.
Like, we'll see. No, as soon as Kittle goes past, doesn't let us in.
I never had the will see.
Help.
No. You were kids in cages.
No, we'll see. I never will see you, bro.
You were kids in cages, dude, on the other side of the fence.
And so Kittle's going and we're walking up. We're like, guys, right behind. Kittle's counting them in and goes, all right, that's the last one. And Taylor's the next one. And we're standing right there. The gate closes and we're like, George. He's like, guys, oh, I'm sorry. I just can't.
He's not. He's half the man McCaffrey is. McCaffrey was.
C-Mac was literally standing the whole time.
Inside stays on the phone with me the entire time to get us in. If that was the other way around, I would be like, oh, I can't hear you. Oh, shit, Drake's on. Dude, this is incredible.
How many people were there?
Oh, it was wild.
It was like a small warehouse.
Gotcha.
It was at the airport. Yeah, it was a hangar. What? It was in a hangar.
How many? Yeah, I don't know how many people inside. 2,000?
Yeah, it was
a lot, bro.
It was not. Yeah, usually.
And then we're seeing Richie Incognito.
He fucking
McCaffrey. Where everybody?
He tip dipped to me immediately. I walked up to Incognito. I was like, what's up? I was like, whoa, dude. That's like the most disrespectful thing. But he's the biggest dude of all time.
He's a fucking house, bro.
Terrifying.
God damn.
He bullied me immediately. And I was just like,
hey, massive human being.
I'm going to kill him someday.
But we're all vibing and drinking.
Someday I'll be strong. Yeah. Someday I'll be just as big, and then we'll see.
I'm
going to
be myself.
Dude, he did this. He just went, sup, dude? I was like, what?
Well, it's funny because you're trying to get in. There's a pain of not getting in. Then you get in, and they're just bigger, stronger, rich
bigger,
guys.
Stronger
and
dudes.
Pussy. Like, I thought I'd be the best once I was
I
in here.
I was so cool.
Hey, remember that old white dude that fucking ends up going into like cardiac arrest? Like, right next to us in the section, what? He like tips over.
What?
You don't remember
was
that?
Was I a part of that?
You were. We were in that section.
I don't
the
remember
Richie
that
section.
Guy. A guy Man. Went into cardiac arrest.
Yeah,
Drake,
some old white dude
like
that you
Beatles.
Know probably paid six figures to get that section.
It's a good way to die.
He tips
though.
Over, bro. Yeah, everybody was spazzing out. He had to get carried out. I can't believe you don't remember that.
I was too busy looking at all the guys.
Yeah,
true.
Christian McCaffrey comes over, and Christian's like dancing, like. He's just one of the boys.
He's one of the boys.
He's one of the fucking boys.
God damn
it. LaShawn came by. I was like, dude, this is going to be so sick. LaShawn knows me. He slept in my house when we were kids. Dude, he's going to be so pumped. I was like, Shady, what's up, dude? He was like,
just kept going up. I was
like, oh, man. Shane was, he was like, yeah, we were boys back in the day. Like, he slept in my house.
I was like, he slept in my house twice, dude. He definitely knows me. He remembers me.
He just jumped over you.
He totally was like, yeah, what's up? Kept talking.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That's totally fine. Watched Predator?
Yeah.
Dude, remember?
I remember when I made your MySpace in my house. We did that together.
That was crushed, man. That was hilarious, bro.
I was in there getting crushed.
Oh,
it's
so funny.
But that's just like it was so funny. It makes for the funniest moments, man.
It was so funny.
Because even when all this stuff happens and goes on, we're like standing off to the side, like having those little inside jokes. Like, yo, he didn't give a fuck about me. We're all like laughing, busting each other's balls. First time I ever met Richie Incognito, bro. He was going through like a mental health thing at that moment. Like he was like off of his meds at that point.
He goes through mental health.
Yeah.
He's a big guy to go through mental health.
Bro, first I ever see him and he's like.
He's a Nebraska guy.
Yeah. That's what saved me. We played against each other. Washington, Buffalo when he was on Buffalo. Yeah. And he was like, they're like, oh, you guys, you guys have played against each other before, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Richie, nice to meet you, man. He's like, yeah, I remember you, smaller linebacker. He's like, you realize I kill you, right? I was like, you know, he had this like, it wasn't like a no. Hey, he wasn't
bulldog
joking.
You too?
Yeah. All right, good. He goes, you realize I'd kill you, right? And I was like, yeah, but you know, fucking Nebraska. And then he like grabs my arm like a gladiator handshake and pulls me forward. He's like, loyalty, blood brothers. And I'm thinking, yeah, hell yeah. But I'm thinking in my head, what in the fuck is going on?
He's like, you look like hammered.
He's like, you look like somebody who has a six pack and he like lifts it up. Clearly I don't. He's like, oh, you feel that? Oh, you ain't got
sucking.
Yeah, he's like,
that's all you realize is sucked in while you're doing it.
And then he pulls up his shirt and has me like feel his stomach.
Nice.
And he's like, oh, I got something under there too. You just gotta feel for it.
He's jacked.
It's loyalty.
It was insane. He had to get, ended up getting kicked out of the wedding. He was there for
who
Taylor's
kicked
wedding.
Him out? Out of a way,
It was Taylor's wedding. They had to. He was part of the groomsman party, and they ended up having to.
Damn, he was fucked up.
Get him out of there. Yeah, but he's solid now.
That guy goes. That guy goes.
Hey, dude, when I went to Oakland and saw him again, he was like, you know, he's like, oh, the boy hugging me and everything. I was like, oh, thank God.
If that guy, he's like the problem within an NFL team.
Yeah.
Like if that guy decides to spaz, even NFL players are like, everybody run, dude. Oh, yeah, get out of the way.
Bro. Yes, bro.
Wow, wow, Wes.
I was one of the kids that had to be played in summer league.
Oh, that had to go in?
I was a shitty kid. Yeah, oh, it sucked. So I remember just sitting on the bench being like, please don't fucking put me in.
Oh no,
I can't play. I was on a good team, and it was in Harrisburg, and we were like the only white team.
Yeah.
In summer league, and it was a hot fucking terrible gym.
Yeah, those gyms.
And I was just sitting there, just like, oh man, if I get in, everyone in this whole gym's gonna make fun of me for how bad I am at basketball. There'd be like a minute left. They'd be like, Gillis, like fuck. Go in, airball, free throw, get checked back out. Yeah.
Hey, at least you stuck it out, man. You finished the season.
True.
I finished. Yeah.
That a boy.
Yeah.
Finished that season.
Did you not play ever again, or?
No, I kept playing after that. Was just that particular summer league was tough, dude.
That's cool.
The all black team summer league was, it's scary. For basketball in a hot gym.
Played a lot of AAU basketball growing up.
Yeah.
Basketball was. You know, probably like basketball arguably more than football.
Really?
Yeah. Basketball was my jam.
Really? What was your position?
Point guard.
Point guard. PG. Point guard.
Yeah.
PG.
PG.
Damn, basketball is my favorite sport to play now. It's so fun.
It's just tough at 5'8", you know?
I hear you, brother. All my cousins are like 6'6". I grew up playing with them. It's, yeah.
6'6", lucky guys.
They're big boys. 6'3", 6'4", 6'6".
Yeah, I was just 6 feet. I would have tried to play Q.
Even Calvin Johnson.
That would have been awesome.
You would have been Megatron.
I would have tried to play quarterback, bro. Quarterback was awesome. I played quarterback in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah, there's nothing better than having the ball in your hands every play.
True.
I never had the ball in my hands once.
Yeah, I couldn't play football like that.
It was crazy.
To be honest, I don't know how linemen
my whole family's offensive linemen. My sister. No, all my uncles, everybody's O-line. So it was always like, you're going to be a lineman.
Yeah.
Not that I had a choice, but it was, yeah. And it is funny how much of a completely different sport it is.
I actually played O-line my first year of football. Got moved after the first game.
To O-line or from O-line?
I only went away from O-line after the first game. Must not have been very good.
Yeah.
My 9-year-old is 1,000 times more physical than I was. So.
That's good.
Yeah, I was always a little bitch. made a living in the NFL out of avoiding hits. So
that's good.
Like I'm not hitting anybody. Yeah.
Who's your favorite wide receiver of all time?
Of all time, Randy Moss.
Randy Moss?
Easily. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Nice. Randy Moss. AKA Super Freak. It's my guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Straight cash, homie. Yeah,
straight cash, homie.
I wish he would have played
what I wanna.
He was a Notre Dame guy. He was going to Notre Dame.
He was.
That would have been nice. I'm a Notre Dame fan. That would have been very nice.
Zach Martin.
Zach Martin rules.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
You're going to be a Cowboy fan before it's over with.
I mean, if the Eagles continue to do what they're doing.
Oh, you're a bandwagoner, huh?
Yeah. Let's go, Bills. Go, Bills, Niners. Let's go.
I want a Super Bowl for them so bad, but then I don't at the same time because I'm like, fuck, why couldn't we do it when I was there?
True. Yeah.
It's like I got mixed feelings about it. I want the bros to get a Super Bowl, but then I'm like, fuck, man.
You could be running routes. Why in the this backyard.
Year? Why this year?
True, yeah.
No, I text Bean as soon as I got let go from the Giants, but he said, I'll keep you in mind. And I knew what that meant.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, bud.
Thanks. Fuck.
So what are you doing to keep the fucking flame burning inside? Is that you're recently done with the NFL? That's pretty recent, right?
Yeah, I'm still figuring it out. Thanks for reminding me right now.
No, I'm saying, what are you doing? Like, you got to keep it going, bro. It's all in your mind, dude.
Yeah, I don't. No, I'm not.
It's all in your mind, dude.
I know how the NFL works.
Just get into Ultimate Frisbee.
They decided after COVID, I was a P squad player only. I've been battling uphill ever since. And
I see what you're saying.
I'm like over it. I'm like, all right, fuck you guys. You're not gonna let me play. I'm out.
Yeah, but what if? Okay, yeah, that's bullshit.
So,
it's fucking nonsense. Can you just play though? Is there other places you can play?
Bro, I'm telling you, when I asked for my release from the Bills, no way in hell I thought no one was going to sign me, right? I got nothing. Told P Squad from me begging Brady to get me there, you know?
Yeah.
And Brady's like, all right. And then got me there. And then I played like two plays a game for 2 weeks. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm out.
Yeah.
I wanted to play the whole time. I thought Godwin was going to be hurt for a little longer, and he came back quick as fuck next week. I was like, well, shit, he's getting paid $18 million. I know how this goes. I'm out of here.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Some motherfucking bullshit.
Yeah, you could find competitive outlets.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Ultimate Frisbee, just come in and torch people.
No, I don't want to do fucking shit like that.
Dude, just
bro, you'd be so
go
nasty.
Down there. Don't say a word to anybody. Just get on the field and go fucking nuts on people. They wouldn't know. Ultimate Frisbee dudes would not know who you were.
Yeah.
They would just be like, yo, this fucking guy.
Oh, they're snagging shit.
Yeah. Just torching dudes on routes. Just
I don't know. I don't
secretly
know
do that. I'm like Uncle Drew.
I don't even know. Like, I want to coach, but I don't want to coach at college or NFL because I don't want to travel. I want to be home with the fam.
Coaching in college, I think, is also that's your entire life. You'll never be home.
And coaching the NFL is way worse than playing in it. Those dudes never go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never.
It's fucked up.
So I refuse.
And yeah, that's why they all look like shit. I don't do well with bosses either.
Like, someone telling me what to do all day, I just don't want to do that. I want to be my own boss. I'm going to coach, I want to be the head fucking coach.
Yeah.
That's why I took over a flag football squad, bro.
True.
Nobody's out there telling me what to do.
Nobody give you any shit.
Even the parents, they just leave me alone. You know, most people are like, the parents suck for Little League. I was like, really? Because in flag, they left me the fuck alone. Let me do what the fuck I do.
I mean,
what are you going to say?
You got the ring, dude. You snagged the ring on this.
What are you going to say? Can you imagine being a dad? Be like, actually, I think we should go on the ass and be like, oh, wait, you played 11.
Yeah.
How many years were you in the NFL? I forget. Yeah, I guess I should listen to you.
Highest I would go is high school, bro. That's probably it.
High school would be fun.
Tight. High school
would be really fun, especially down here.
I don't want to teach anybody, though. I don't want to teach. That's like a rule, you know, unless you go to like a private school.
Oh,
you got to teach.
You usually got to teach. Maybe there's a way around
bro,
it. I don't
teach
know.
Science.
I don't.
Or science.
My dad was a science teacher.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he head coached. Then he got the job finally of PE. That's ideal.
PE? You know,
yeah.
PE teacher.
Dodgeball every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I don't care what you guys do. Just fucking move around, right?
Pee is nice. You just got to not be a pig.
You just got to force the kids to shower and stand
up. Yeah, the gym gym teachers often have sex with girls.
Wow, wow, Wes.
Also, here's the question.
Steelers are pretty sick, though. When that's nice.
Yeah, that feels a little more gritty. Like, Cowboys feel more like, oh, like you made it.
Yeah.
Hollywood, Showtime.
Yeah. So when you went from college locker rooms to NFL locker rooms, did the dicks get bigger?
Definitely. You're on Nebraska, dude. That was 80% white.
Amir Abdullah?
Amir Abdullah probably had a hanger.
Hanger, bro. Whoa.
talking about a pipe.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry for putting you out there like that, Amir, but
he carried you guys, dude. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Was that like week one? You guys almost lost to like some 1AA.
Oh,
team.
And he that he last play of the game, yeah,
like 80 yards. Yeah, yeah. He's like, we're not losing. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, but he had a hammer on him. But I mean, yeah, there's some dudes are swinging some weapons.
The Hogs, yeah. I'm always curious.
My nickname was unfortunately Scrimp.
Oh fuck.
Oh no!
Scrimp. But you—I mean, remember? Yeah. Remember the cage race?
I caught a glimpse of the scrimp. I caught a glimpse of the scrimp. By the way, I called it out because it was just my own nightmare.
Wait,
if everybody
happened?
Saw my scrimp, I'd be fucking ruined. Dude.
Oh, got, what happened?
Your scrimp was actually decent. For the situation, you had a decent scrimp.
And I was on Adderall too. So
everybody's scrimp was zero, dude.
Someone saw your Adderall. Yeah, if I saw my Adderall scrimp, dude, it would be
scrimp's so nice. We're
that'd be a question whether it was a wave or a particle. You'd be like, I don't know how to quantify this, dude.
Yeah, bro. We had this The scrimp. It was a cornerback.
How'd you see his scrimp?
He took his pants off during the case race.
Right.
Oh, bro. Hey, Matt, I was blacked out, bro. And I had my pants down, like, took my pants off, and everybody's just hammering home on my little boy.
That was the most devastating hangover.
When I woke up and I saw a text from JJ Redick talking about the size of my boy, like having my pants off because Big Cat had texted him during that.
That hurt.
The scaries were high.
The scaries have never been
I didn't even remember my pants being off.
I didn't care. I forgot about most of it. And I was like, and Big Cat, we were all talking, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. That was funny. And then I looked at the comments for 1 minute, and I was just like, oh, yo, holy shit.
Me and Shane are texting like every day.
I got murdered, dude.
Was that the first one?
That was the first one.
Why? I still don't understand why people spazzed.
Because, I don't know.
You put, how many people were in
Shane
the room?
Shane came in. I can identify it. Shane came in just big dog in the, like, sass, and like, you know, people don't understand your guys' relationship, so you're big dogging. Big Don, a couple people where he's swinging his piece around. Shane and I are competing on talking about how much money we make at one point.
That hurt.
That'll get people.
That
one.
That was
Shane,
sad.
Shane like threatened Stephen Che.
No, yo, Stephen Che threatened me.
Self-defense.
He's like, yo, I'll beat your ass, dude.
I was like, I'll have you fucking fired, dumbass.
Yeah, and he came out
and tried
to fight.
That's
funny, though.
It is funny.
There's no question that it was funny, but I'm saying, like, it's like if you guys had a case race and somebody was coming in trying to, like, big dog the boys.
Hold on a second.
Your crowd is literally just commenting. Like,
I will say, I didn't intentionally come in big dogging. They all started being like, Shane, is this funny? What's about it? What about that? And there was like enough compliments that I started being like, dude, shut the fuck up, relax.
And then it got a little.
That makes sense.
And one dude, I forget which one, took a swing wildly. He was like, what are you, like, Chug Bros? You're like a college bro? That's funny. I was like, you work for fucking Barstool, dude. You guys are all 40 pretending you're in college. It was a battle, dude.
I was fighting
everybody. It was not good. One of my greatest regrets is that case rush.
That's so funny.
I know. It was
there's no question that you were waking up like, oh, man, I just want to tell these boys that you can't run this.
Yeah.
That's like the Manhattan Project. They got to shut it down, dude. Just close it.
Well, they started it. They came in talking shit. Big Cat came in immediately trying
to
talk
shit. If we were watching film, there's no question we could identify it quick.
Yeah. I can't handle compliments very well.
Yeah, because it was like you and Sass. You guys, I think we're talking about comedy.
I make fun of Sass constantly.
Yeah, for sure. And Sass was taking a lot of heat for like the joke. I'm the Joker, and how much he talks.
The Joker baby is hilarious. I'm the Joker baby is funny.
He's the best.
Sass is the best, but I love hitting him with that shit because he just started headlining, and I was like, oh yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah,
you've been doing stand-up for fucking 3 months.
Yeah.
Were you Twitter famous? Yeah, you should be headlining.
Was that in the case race?
He just shut down immediately.
Oh, yeah. I'd pull trigger after
NKB had bad vibes.
Really?
Yeah.
KB had bad vibes because he's talking about his getting in his apartment. He doesn't want to drink. Like, he doesn't do well with, like, carbonated.
It was an intense environment.
It's a nightmare, dude.
And it was competitive because everybody was talking about the big dog being in town, how you drink everybody under the table.
It got competitive.
I'm coming in, like, to a couple guys, like, we wanted to be on the same team.
It was an intense
talking about who's going to win. Because people would be like,
It got competitive.
Yeah,
I drank, I don't know how many, quick. Like 16 beers in, like, an hour. I was fucking retarded.
And low key, we were about to win. Me and Nick and Shane ends up because like, you got to riff. Like if you're drinking, you have to riff. But Shane, like, he'll throw him back. Like he went to a bathroom break. And I looked at Nick and I was like, here, take this. I was like, we got to get the drink and Let's talk. We're about to win. And Shane comes. He's like, oh, who?
I was with Roan. I was like, Roan, sit
He's
back.
He's like, oh, Roan, sit back. Don't even worry about this. Roan had like four beers and he just bangs two to win the game. And we're like, yo, fucking bullshit, bro.
It was devastating. It was such a mistake. I ended up, that was a terrible night. I did cocaine later that night.
Yeah.
It was couldn't be sadder.
You did the bag race right afterwards.
Did the bag race immediately. Oh. Full bag race. Just like, where is it? We got more. We gotta hurry up. We gotta hurry up, dude. The thing about like working together on stuff, just man, that's a fucking rough night.
Fucking funny.
When was that? That might have been during. I had an alcohol tear for a while.
Yeah.
From like case race to Super Bowl. I was like full
bender
for like 6 months.
Shane's like, you're done playing ball, bro.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was great. He was like, year 10. I was like, look at you. You're eating pizza, getting blacked out with us, dude. You're going nowhere.
Yeah, you ain't fucking playing ball anymore. And right when the Falcons called and I was going, I hit Shane right away. I'm getting signed, bro.
I was excited for you.
That was funny though. I missed the because you did another one recently, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, much more relaxed.
Everybody was having fun.
Yeah,
we'll figure that out.
Yeah,
they got to throw something in there to cool it off, or like a wild card.
Well, we just knew we couldn't do that again.
Yeah,
because that was so bad.
How did they reformulate it?
They threw in like you got to eat 16 cupcakes.
Shit, right? Yeah.
That slowed everybody down. Yeah, we all made like a truce. I was like, we're not going hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep the pace. Don't take the lead because then I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Cupcakes is worse, I feel like.
Yeah. Thankfully, I was with Brandon Walker who just munched cupcakes. He ate all the cupcakes.
Dude, he was smashing donuts.
And he got food after.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a house, bro. Like when I was leaving because I was just at HQ before I came here, he's literally. All these boxes of donuts are out, and he's just ravaging through them, bro.
He's a southern man.
Yeah.
Southern gentlemen stare diabetes in the face. They laugh at it, dude.
True, yeah.
Wow, wow, Wes.
I just recently came back to Twitter, and I've been pretty active, just talking my shit.
Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you.
Getting back to it.
It's good to get back into Twitter.
It's good to get back into shit talking, you know.
Yeah, that's actually really funny.
I guess it's not Twitter anymore. It's X.
It is X.
Yeah, true.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it's whatever Twitter. It's called. It's the same shit.
Yeah, I don't know why they switched the name. They could have kept it as just Twitter.
It's Elon's. Elon's now.
True. Fucking X.
SpaceX. All that shit.
Information Town Square. What would we do without a bunch of fucking morons yelling at each other?
Yeah, we need the Information Town Square.
Democracy needs this fucking platform.
Yeah, I guess the people that say that are all the self-important people on Twitter.
Yeah.
That are like, we need this. It's like, no, you need this. No, dude, we don't. To write five paragraphs about the Iowa caucus.
Nobody agrees. Nobody agrees with each other on there. It's not. No. I mean, it's just a place for people to fucking bitch and argue.
Yeah. Now it's getting rowdy. Now you get on Twitter, it's fucking beheadings.
It's getting rowdy.
I'm here for it. You know, I like seeing people argue.
I like watching people argue for sure.
The Aaron Rodgers shit on McAfee was great.
He's back, though.
It was great.
He was back the next day.
Yeah, he put him back on the next day.
I'm going to be honest. I was pissed at first. I texted Aaron, and I was like, what the fuck is McAfee doing?
Yeah.
And then he brought him back. I'm like, all right, he's still cool.
The next day.
The next day.
He's still cool. All right.
That's kind of tight.
Which, you
can't stop Tuesdays with Aaron Rodgers Tuesday.
Can't do it.
You can't.
Wow, wow, Wes.
But... No, it's been a hell of a run, dude.
I have those dreams.
You get the call?
Literally dreams.
Yeah.
I'm just playing high school football.
Oh, that's pretty tight.
Then you're like, wait, I'm 35. What the fuck? And then you wake up.
Oh, no, it's been a good run. It's been a pleasure. I do got to get rolling.
Yeah.
Dude.
Bro.
Thanks for doing it.